Well, this is kind of awkward.
Just a little bit. I mean,
I know it's been a fucking year, dude.
I know a lot of shit went down. I didn't think we'd be doing this, to be honest.
I know, especially after that, especially after everything that we've been through together.
Yeah.
Just in our friendship and stuff. And like,
but we're mature. You know, we move past things and we grow and we figure our shit out. So I'm glad that we're doing it now.
It just feels nice to be in the same.
What was that laugh? I don't know. I'm very awkward right now.
Me too. Like, I just don't know how to act in front of you. I know. Just after like what happened, I was like, fuck. Like, I didn't think we'd ever talk again, you know?
Me either. Like, I was like, honestly, is this really going to be okay? And I was just like, oh my God, I don't know. How am I going to see him in different places, different settings with other people? I know.
Even like seeing your social media sometime. Remember I had to block you for a bit?
I had to mute you. Annoying ass.
It's funny that we can laugh about this stuff, but before I was like, fuck, I hate you.
Don't worry, I felt the same way. I wanted to burn your house down.
God, you want to do that? Not
your house, just your little room.
I live with my parents, you bitch.
I just make a room. I want to go burn your little corner where you work, your like workstation. Whoa, you had under your bed.
You hated me that much?
Burn shit.
You hated me that much?
No, I didn't.
We're just kidding. You fucking bitches.
We're back.
We're back again.
I can't believe we're here.
We missed you guys. Like, generally, I can't believe it, but I'm so excited we're back.
It's been a whole fucking year, pretty much, eh?
A whole fucking... It's almost December was our last recording,
I think, before all the shit went down.
It's been insane. You guys missed us, right? Right?
Yeah. Who wouldn't miss us? Exactly. You guys have been asking for this pod, for the return, and we're here now, and we're very, very excited.
We're stoked. We're stoked to be back. We're stoked to talk about stuff, whatever the stuff is. We're just going with the flow today.
Yeah.
And
just filling y'all in.
Yeah, filling y'all in where we have been for the past year. Because a lot has actually happened.
A lot has happened. Yeah. It's been a journey.
You went from one dick and I went from 10.
Literally.
Went to 10.
Kevin went to 10 and I went from like 10 to 0. Yeah. Thank God.
That is insane. Yeah. So should we just start?
Yeah, let's start.
And give a little update of what's been going on in our lives.
Yeah, let's give an update. Okay, so let's start with you. Like, what's been going down? Like, you know, since, because we both moved home. Me and Kevin moved home. We started doing the pod.
Yeah, so I'm back home. Well, I think when we're recording.
When we stopped recording, it was just December, right? Okay, so. December.
So from there. Whoo, what happened? Okay, so. That's weird.
your stomach or your throat was gurgling some shit.
A little gurgle in my throat. Oh, okay, hilarious. What happened? So after Christmas, I went through a transformation. I was like, fuck, I need to like, it was more like, I feel like I've been on a very like healthy healing journey. A lot of fucking wellness. Mm-hmm. Been thinking more about myself lately than others. But it's been hard. I think honestly, 2023 has been one of the hardest years, I think.
Yeah.
Like self journey wise.
Yeah.
Than I've ever actually had. It's been a lot of ups and lows.
You've had a really long journey.
It's
been, because I've been there with you through it. So it's been pretty chaotic, and it's like been like for me, like I got angry, and I've been like, aw, and then I'm like, again, like I'm gonna kill a bitch.
Literally,
I'm one of those like diehard friends. Like I'll kill a bitch for you.
Shayna fucking would too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I get angry.
I'm just holding a knife right now, guys.
Yeah. I always do, you know, I sleep with one. I'm just kidding.
A fucking machete probably, right?
Yeah, knowing definitely. It's Surrey, man. Gotta stay safe in the streets.
Brap. I don't know why I did that.
Brap, brap.
So yeah, it's been like more like a wellness journey. I like left my career at one point in like the mental health field. So like I came back, was working in the field, quit. And I think I told everyone that but that was like the beginning of it. So I like left that career, was like serving and then working at that retail store. And then I left like the retail store and then got a job with the schools, which has been like the best decision ever. The school's been like really chill, really fun. So I was going through that, and then I was like, fuck, I really want to do something for myself. So I started a life coaching business, which has been a huge learning curve, like running a business, learning about myself, putting in this investment, whole the anxiety was off the motherfucking roof. Like, no, it's just, it was that, but it's also been like the most like rewarding in a sense, because that's where I was learning a lot about myself. And when you learn more about yourself, it does get scary, because like all these emotions come up and fucking mental stuff comes up, and like you're like, what the fuck is going on in my brain, you know? That's where the high lows
high low
would come up. So there was a lot of that. And what else happened? So I still am running that. And then summer hit, and summer was like living my best life. Summer hit, and then because I was working so much, guys, I was working like a fucking mad
dog. Didn't see Kevin for like months. Like we were joking about something going down with us. Nothing went down. We just got busy. Like our lives, you know, things change. So I literally didn't see him for months, and I was like, dude, when am I gonna see you? And at some point I was like, what the fuck, this fucking bitch doesn't want to see me. I got pissed.
Shayna would literally have to come into my restaurant Taff Food to come see me, but it'd be me working.
I'm like, I have to come see him here, this fucking asshole. Just kidding. No, I was just like sad, you know. I couldn't see him. I was so happy for like you and your business and all that, but I was just like, wow, like, because I was so concerned about your well-being. I was like, you're just working. Like, I swear you didn't sleep most days.
No, I didn't. My sleep was shit.
It scared me.
My sleep was shit.
I would get sick.
Oh my god, this year, like, I've been the most sick that I ever have been. Like, I wasn't resting. My body was just like, what the fuck are you doing to me, you know? But yeah, it was a big eye opener for like rest and all those things, and I'll talk about that later. But summer hit, I'm like, fuck this shit. I'm going all out. So I went to Mexico, and then I was like, you know what? Hoe season is coming through. I've never had any sort of hoe seasons ever. I've been the prim proper once a year type of guy.
Literally.
And the week opened, first of all, we took all adult resort. Went with like the best crew ever, like the best birthday that I've ever celebrated was one of our good friends' 40th birthday. Best crew. I had the whole fucking hotel room to myself, which I've never had during a trip. It was beautiful. Yeah. It was all adults. And I'm like, you know what? Let's rock and roll. I was like, fuck, let's just go. So
what did you do there? How many dicks did you suck?
What did I do? Ooh, I saw three penises and saw four guys. So I'm the fourth. I saw three dicks. Three beautiful dicks. All four of them were so different.
From different places? Like different countries? Where were they from?
So one was from... Two were from the States. One was from San Francisco. The other one was from L.A.
Love that them one American was the boys. Best. Love them L.A. boys.
Yeah. So LA, we'll talk LA. About your American boys soon, too.
Shout out to my boy.
One was from Mexico on the resort. But it wasn't like my other story. The other resort guy, remember? Not that one. And then the other, that one is just like a straight up like booty call in the room, 2-3 like 5 minutes back, out the door he went. But honestly,
just horny, all right?
That day I was just like, you know what, let's just bang 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 and boom, out the door you go, you know? But the other three were great guys, like really great guys. Yeah. Like, we actually had conversations, guys. So you could actually hook up and still like have meaningful conversations.
Yeah. Did you stay in touch with some of them or one of them?
One of them I'm still in touch with. Oh, yeah. Nice. The LA guy. Yeah. He's really cool. Yeah. He was by far the most attractive for sure.
Was he the best fuck?
No. The best fuck ended up being the tall, nerdy, awkward guy, but it's always like it's always those silent ones, you know, at the beginning, and then after, like, I was like, holy fuck, like he just surprised me. But he was the most like just conversations were good. He was really funny, dorky, and I like that. Like, I like the funny, dorky, kind of like awkward tacos, you know? We fucked twice that night too.
To like, I had to fight the next morning. Tired. Yeah. I was like in Mexico in the heat and drinking. Like, I want to sleep.
The AC was on, girl.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Okay.
AC was on. And but that was our first hill season. It felt great. I felt really confident in that trip. Usually when I like hook up, like, I kind of get the ick after, and I'm like, I don't want to do that again. Yeah. But this one, I was like,
yeah,
no.
You do.
Yeah. I was like, why did I do that? But this trip, I was really confident because I looked really good too. I worked out really hard. Mm-hmm.
Your modeling photos.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember those.
And then what What else happened? Oh, and then I had a little like, kind of like a little fling after. Yeah.
I was going to bring that one up. I'm like, what about your dating experiences here, man?
Yeah, my first ever dating experience, which, yeah, it was, like, it obviously didn't work out, let me tell you that much.
Not much to say?
Not much to say about it. Honestly, it was very, like, I was into him, but then I was not into him, and then he was all over the place. Not all over the place, but he wasn't sure what he wanted, and used the words, I'm not sure about you. And as soon as I heard, I'm not sure about you, bitch.
You were pissed.
I was like, yeah. Nope, I will never have a man that's not that's like unsure
Fuck
about
yeah.
me. Right? I remember calling you, texting you, and I'm just like, oh, I'm going to go talk to Shane about this. I'm like, fuck this. I'm not going to be with someone that's unsure about me.
So and glad then, you know your worth.
Yeah.
So proud
I was
of you.
Like, that was a very empowering moment for me. Like, fuck that shit. Mm-hmm. Know your worth, you know?
Yeah. Straight the fuck up. Someone said that to me. I do the same thing. I'm like, okay, cool. Bye.
Yeah.
Next.
I was literally like, oh, cool. Thanks for answering me. But
being all wishy-washy
and like being so like,
yes, that's the worst.
Yeah. And I was like, that's all I need to hear. Bye. Yep.
Clarity. Bye.
Bye. You know? So did that. But it was good to get on the dating scene and see what was out there. I went to Thailand on my first ever solo trip, which was amazing.
Yeah.
Learned lots about myself there. Fucking solo trips are like,
I know.
Are something
I'm so
else.
Glad you did that. That's so like, that's such an empowering thing to do too. You know, like going all by yourself in another country. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I'm a baby. Like, I think I'd be able to do it for maybe like 2 weeks. I'm like, okay, I gotta go home now.
I feel like you'd surprise yourself because you're like, you're kind of forced in a way to like figure it out.
Right.
Like, I was kind of like, oh, like, what am I doing? Like, traveling alone. Like, even my parents were like, you're really doing this? Like, you know, so just like, yeah, I am, bitch, I'm gonna fucking go. But like, once you're there, like, it's like, it felt, honestly, the best part was this. Like, I was not working for a whole month. Well, I was doing my coaching business, but like, not just working general, which was, it was so nice. Not being around people was beautiful. Like, just, like, honestly, like, I love my people, but like, just being away from everyone, I was like, this is nice. Like, I don't have peaceful, just calm. I live with my family. I love them to death. But just being just alone in my own space, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
The people there were great. The food was fucking amazing. So good.
Yeah.
The experience was good. Like, solo traveling is just like a whole other journey, you know? Like, had moments of loneliness, but like also a lot of like good moments. And then I came back to Vancouver, BC.
Kevin has all these videos on TikTok of him trying all the different foods there. It's so satisfying to watch. And every time I watch it, I was like, this fucking bitch. He went to 7-Eleven and got this today, this. And I always see people when they go to Thailand, they go to 7-Eleven and try all these cool foods. I was like, I want to go and do that.
It was delicious. So and so fucking cheap. If you're looking for like a solo trip, like your first one, if you're for me, like I want to make sure I can afford everything and like still like enjoy it. And Thailand was, it was so affordable. I like had so much money left over that like I ended up giving it to the people there
because so
like
sweet.
People at the cafes and stuff, they treated me so well. I was like, here's some extra cash.
They definitely miss you.
Yeah, they were so cute, so nice. Like the beaches, everything was beautiful. Of course, this is not a pod without a burp.
Sorry.
But yeah, and then I came back to Vancouver, came back to reality. That first week I remember being very hard because I was so jet-lagged and I wasn't sleeping at all.
And I remember that.
Yeah, I wasn't sleeping. Like, my energy was very off, given that I was jet-lagged, but, like, just energetically I felt very off. And then now I'm, like, on this, like, spiritual wellness, like, challenging myself, like, to, like, you know, to journal, meditate, really focus on myself, like, over the next 90 days.
That's who you were, though. Like, that's you.
Exactly.
Like, I remember in Calgary, you, when we lived together, Kevin journaled, meditated every day. He always had, like, his time and his thing, and I was always so inspired. I'm like, wow, I wish I could just be like that. But me, like, being, like, chaotic ADHD mind, I was, like, doing so many different things, random times. Like, okay, I'm going to work overtime tonight now. Okay, now I'm back to do my own personal work, you know, like, my business stuff. And then, like, it was, like, hard. And Kevin just, like, always went into his meditation. And then he got to, like, just be relaxed. He was always so relaxed and peaceful after.
Yeah.
And you journal every day. I remember you showed me a journal, like, pages. Yeah. So it's good that you're getting back to doing that. I can't wait to get back to it, too.
I'm like, I was like, fuck, I need to get back into that, to that zone. So it's been very nice and relaxing.
Okay, don't fall asleep like, here. We're busy doing a pod.
And just like calm. But at the same time, like, I've noticed myself a lot happier, just more grateful these days, like way more chill. Like I'm still working the same, but it's like way more fucking manageable. Like I'm sleeping, yeah. bitch. Like I'm actually sleeping. Like the fact that I'm sleeping. Remember those couple days I slept at your
dude?
Yeah.
And yeah, he did not sleep all night, you guys. Like yeah. he was up all night and like talking to her, like, Kevin, are you okay? Like, what's wrong? And then Alec would wake up because I was stressed. Like, what's wrong with him? Yeah. I was like, oh my God, you're scaring me.
Yeah. No, it was like that bad though. Like I was just yeah. just like so rattled, you know? Like yeah.
I remember you were struggling hard at yeah. that time.
Yeah. So but now I'm on a better path. Better journey.
Yeah.
I'm looking at your paper.
Are you still in your 90-day challenge? Are you still in your 90-day challenge right now?
I still have 90 days. I think I'm wow. on day like 45.
Wow.
So I'm like halfway almost there.
Good December job. 18th. High five. Air I'm going to get lit.
Just kidding.
Yeah. No, let's go get lit.
I am going to celebrate after for sure.
Yeah.
But I have no cravings to like drink or party or anything. Like there's nothing yeah. in me. And the cool part is like I've been around like my coworkers and stuff. Like after mm-hmm. work, they'll have a drink or like we've been out a couple times. But like mm-hmm. nothing in my tingly body's like, I want a fucking drink. Like nothing. Right? Like I'm yeah. just like chilling. Just like, no, it's cool.
Kind of get over like, it vibing. As you get older too, yeah. right? You like, want to focus on other shit.
Exactly. Like yeah. the time will come when I would want, when I want to. Like I have a yeah. different relationship with it now where it's like, yeah, like I'm not quitting, but like, cause I don't have any problems with it. But like, I want to like be in a, I want to be in a healthier headspace for it. That yeah, makes for sense, sure. You know, like
yeah.
not like necessarily drink to like, to force myself to have fun or like to talk to yeah. people or like, you know, like shit like yeah. that. Like
it's starting to the thing where now people are like, it should be just a normal thing where you don't drink, where you should yeah. just don't drink. And people are like, I follow these like fitness people too on like Twitter and mm-hmm. like all these like life coaches too. And they always talk about like, oh, it's like so normal when people are like eating like bad food all the time. But when they start eating healthy food, like, oh, you're in a diet or something. Or like, oh, yeah. I don't drink.
They like
oh,
question you, right?
Yeah. Whenever I tell people like, oh, I'm sorry. Like I don't drink. Like I've stopped drinking. They're like, oh, why did something happen? Like what happened? And I'm like, no, I'm like, I just choose not to drink just to be healthier. Like I have other things I'm focused on. It's like yeah. for me, like we're all different people. But for me, it's like I had to like give it up so I could focus harder on my yeah. goals because that's my main focus. And like, remember that one time I drank at your house? I tried it.
Yeah.
And then the next day, a couple of days, I was like kind of down.
Yeah,
a
little yeah, bit anxious. Yeah.
I was like, yeah, not for me. Like, I have no desire to, because I'm the same person, drunk or sober.
Yeah, literally.
Sorry.
Was it on your throat?
I'm built up. 3 a.m. load for my man.
Speaking of cum buildup, you've been having a lot of. Come out the nose, the ears this past year for you.
Right?
That's oh my God. Journey. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
And now.
It's been a journey.
It's wow. been a journey. Yeah, it's been a journey. And like, I'm so happy we're back doing this, you know?
I like, know, right? Now we're like making the time to do yeah. this, you know? Put in the time. Because this is something we enjoy. This is something that we can like, we get to hang out yeah. and see each other and do this, you know? We're like still like chilling, but having fun and like doing a little bit of like work for us. Yeah. You know? It's a cool thing to do. It's yeah. a fun thing. So, yeah.
guess,
do you want to hear about my journey? I think fuck I have to burp yes, again. Hold
okay.
on. Excuse me.
I'll do it too.
We're so fucked. Just kidding. Anyways, yeah, no, that's great. I'm really happy that, like, you know, you're on your 90-day challenge now. And it's inspiring me, too, to be, like, fit bitch, yeah. you know, get on there. But, yeah, what happened since then? I remember December. Yeah, we stopped recording a little bit because Chad was coming, so my boyfriend.
Who's Chad?
Chad. Chad is a man. Okay, so Chad is my boyfriend. We met on Twitter. I think we talked a little bit on the pod, and like not too much. I think
at the very end, you're giving like hints.
Hints, kind of, right? Because I didn't want to yeah. talk about it too much. So I was yeah. like, oh, I don't want to talk about it. Like nothing's for sure. Yeah, like I just didn't want to like jinx it or anything, you know. So I was like, we'll just go with the flow. But anyways, so we started talking like as we've been talking as friends for like over like. The year before, maybe like 2021, because last year's 2022, right? Yeah, last year's 2022. So we started talking more last year in summer, I believe, like July is when we actually started talking. So we started talking, and then we started talking more, like every single day we talked. And then in September, October is when like we realized, oh shit, like we're falling in love with each other. And then on Halloween night, I remember. Is when we like realize, oh shit, like we love each other, and we said it. Like he's told me he loved me, and I was like, oh yeah, like I love you too. I think like something happened that like, you know, kind of got to that point where we realized, oh shit, like, you know, we do really love each other. So yeah, that was like October, and then from then like he wanted to meet up. You know, at that time he was like, hey, like he wanted to meet up since summer, and I was like, no, like I'm on my self love journey right now. I'm focused on myself. I'm grinding. I'm a bad bitch. I'm doing yeah. my thing. Not right now. You know, like I like just fully got out of like. like I moved home, like I got in my relationship and I like moved back home. Like obviously I got in a relationship way before that. But like when I moved back home, I was like, I was still like talking to other guys. And then I was like still, you know, like having a few things going on. And I was like, oh no, I don't want to like get into anything. I want to be single. So then December came, we did meet up and
that was like magical.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, like we actually met up. So he flew down here and we were together. We've literally been together since then. Yeah. So he flew down here. He was only supposed to be here for like a couple weeks. Like he came right after Christmas, I think on like the 27th or 28th. I can't remember today. I think it was 28th. And then, yeah, we met up and we just started fucking a lot. Going out. And he met my family. We went for dinner. He like met my parents. They loved him. And then, yeah, he literally like his flight. He was supposed to go back home in like early January and from Seattle. I remember we drove him there. Me and my mom, my grandma, we all stayed in a hotel and we all like hung out. Drove him there. Then the flight got delayed or canceled, and they said, I don't know, it happened a few times, and they said to just change your flight, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So he just like changed it, and then every time he changed it, he would just keep changing it and changing it and changing it because he didn't believe. Yeah,
like the pussy must be good.
Definitely. What that mouth do, girl? Yeah. You don't even see that meme. It's like, what that mouth do, girl?
Must have been doing some good stuff to cancel your flight that many times.
Yeah, right? Oh, man. In my mom and dad's house, too.
Oh, shit.
Right? Yeah, so no, he kept canceling his flight. Ended up staying, and we talked about it. We're like, oh, if things go really well, like, well, let's move in together. And he's like, yeah, fuck yeah. Like, I always wanted to move to Canada, like, you know, live there for like a little bit and stuff. And then we can go to America after. And I always said, like, yeah, I'll move to America with you. So we went and looked at an apartment, live in the apartment now, got the apartment.
It was insane.
It's just like when you know, when people always say like, when you know, you know. And I'm just like, what the fuck does that mean? Right. Yeah. And then I met him and obviously I was like, oh yeah, like I know, like I knew though when we were talking, and I was like, obviously I have to meet him to know for sure. But I knew when we were like talking, I was like, he's the one. Like, you know, we were just like, we talked every single day, you know. And I just knew like, okay, he's the one. And he just knew I was. And like, it was nothing like I've ever experienced with anyone else, you know. It's just the real thing, you know, like a grown mature man. He's 37, I'm 31, but like we're both mature, but like it was just different. And I'm just like, oh, okay, like this guy is like, we have the same morals, the same values. I have that list. I actually put it there.
Shayna literally manifested this human.
I manifested this
from like head to toe. Every single thing.
I manifested it
like
all.
We talk about it all the time. Like, it's so crazy, like manifestation, the power of it. Like,
yeah.
Like, I was like, this, like, what did you do? Like, did you just come from the universe?
Right.
Well, he did, but like, you know, it's just crazy. Yeah.
People like, always that to me too. Like, my friends will say, they're like, dude, it's so crazy. Like, I literally watched you manifest everything into your life. I'm like, dude, I've been doing it since. Do you remember we wrote down the list of what we wanted our partners in Calgary? That was like 2 years ago. Yeah.
Do you still have that list?
Yeah, I have it. I actually was putting it on my notes because Chad writes me notes all the time. He puts it in my door and I put all of those notes in that same book. So they're all like, all the notes are
there. We got to pull that out.
I have the list.
We got to pull up the list.
Everything's on there. And like, he's seen the list too. So we actually laugh about it. There's only a few things on there that don't match. So one of them was like tall, because I was always into really tall guys, and we always laugh about it. We always joke about it. Sorry, excuse me. We always joke about it because Chad's not tall. He's shorter, right? Like, he's not like super short, but he's shorter. So he always laughs about it. And then there's another one on there that says, I want a guy who like drinks and parties and does drugs with me. At that time, I was like, because occasionally I was like, oh, I like to do like Molly occasionally, you know, or like things like that. So I'm like, oh, and then obviously now I never fucking want to do Molly ever again. And then, yeah, and then I was like, obviously that's different because he doesn't drink at all. Like, he gave it up. And then we always, like, talk about that. Like, those are the only few things. But I'm like, okay, dude, everything else, like, I manifest. Like, I wanted a partner that I did business with. I wanted a partner who was, like, older. I wanted a partner who
from
was,
America.
Like, from America. I manifested that. You always said that thing. I was like, I'm going to be an American boy. He's going to be from America. Yeah. And I'm going to be an American with him, too.
You've always said that. It's going to be a white American boy, Kevin. I see that for myself.
Isn't it fucking crazy? Anyway, So he basically came here. He ended up staying. And then he got closer and closer to my family. We moved in together. When we moved in together, we talked about the business, like doing my meal prep stuff before, because I've been doing this since I was younger, but I like always put it off, like put it to the side. And I was like, okay, I'm going to get a different job now, or I moved away, or like, I don't have a business partner, so like, I don't want to pursue it. So now I got like a solid business partner to help me because I can't do it on my own. It's too hard with my carpal tunnel. Just like doing a business like this, like just on your,
with you always need
having
help.
Someone there, you always need someone. Yeah. Yeah, it's easy. And like I have my own space to do it. Before I was doing it for my parents' kitchen and stuff like that. Remember when I did it, I started in Calgary, yeah, to do yeah. everything, but I didn't enjoy it. I hated it. And I was like, I don't want to do this. Right. Yeah. So yeah, we started doing that. Things took off. He decided to stay here for a bit. And, now we're here together and we've been fucking, it will definitely, I will say, it was not easy to just move in together and do all that. Like obviously in the beginning it's all like, oh my God, yay, like love, yeah. Right?
Like unicorns, but rainbows, like, daisies.
Yeah, unicorns, rainbows, yeah. Daisies. But like even when we were talking all the time, and then like when we came here, we still like had little things that we like argued about too, right? So it's not like it was constantly always like that. But like moving in together, two people, we were both very strong personalities and he likes things a certain way. Like he's OCD, so like very particular, but like I need things clean like this, like he does a lot of the cleaning. Mm-hmm. Even though like I'll do it whenever like I'm like, okay, I'll do this one, like we'll just go and do it, you know, and say like, oh, you do this, right? We'll just do it. But he is like OCD, so things like that. What else? Like I love to be right, like no, I'm right, you're wrong. He's like, no, I'm right, you're wrong. Like things like that. But holy when we like, as you grow together and you get older, communication's always been like our strong thing. Yeah. It's like always been the communication's like such a strong thing.
That's the thing with you too. Like anytime yeah. like you've like vented or talked, like I'm like, at least you guys are communicating and talking about it.
Very well.
Like,
yeah.
That's and what it's all about in relationships. Exactly. Right? You have to talk about shit because it's not going to be it's never going to be perfect, but especially moving in together that quick.
Right.
After just seeing each other for a little bit, you know, yeah. like you're obviously going to discover things about each other that's like, that you weren't prepared. Like no one's ever prepared for it.
But like so much.
I remember when I first moved in with my ex, like I wasn't like prepared for so many things. I was like, yeah. Oh, like this is another version of yourself that I haven't seen. But like
your rightfully ex is like
so.
Him.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, if it's like him, then oh shit.
Kevin's ex and Chad are very similar.
No wonder you and my ex got along so well. But
yeah, we did.
But I remember those moments, yeah. But the thing with me was, and that's what like a lot of it ruined our relationship, is I wouldn't talk about shit. Like I would just like let things go or put it under the rug, and like it would build up and build up and build up. But like that's whatever. Whenever you tell me, I'm like, oh, that's so positive. You're fucking communicating about it, talking about it. Cause then you're gonna find like a flow and shit, you know? Like,
right. Anything that bothers you, I always say like bring it up. Like in the beginning, he always said he didn't like to bring things up. He's just like, I just let it go.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're different. You like to. I'm like, yeah. And I do it for a reason. Cause I've been in a long term relationship where if you just like let things go and you don't want to talk about it, resolve it. Yeah. Relationship's gonna fall and go to shit. Like I've already experienced all this kind of shit, so I don't want to, like, you know, he was only a long-term, like a really long-term when he was younger. So with that, like he's like, okay, yeah, you're right, let's bring up things that like bother us. So we both started to tell us like anything that like the reason I'm bringing up because it actually bothers me is because it hurts or makes me feel this type of way. Talk about how it makes us feel, and they're like, okay. And then that's it, like it gets better and better. Some things take time a lot longer, yeah. But dude, it's honestly like communicating your feelings is the most important thing.
Look at the growth, bitch. Like, dude. Look at you. Thanks. Honestly, Shane has, like, transformed so much the past year.
Yeah.
Like who you are as a person, like, how you, like, see yourself, aww. But, like, also, like, how empowered you are now, right? Like, you're so good with your boundaries, I've noticed.
Yeah.
Like bad bitch, like next level, right? Like with your business and shit, yeah. Like fucking just like
that journey started when I feel like for me, like I started becoming like this like person who's my boundaries and saying no when I was in Calgary because I'm like life coach, because I did Sunny life coaching, and that's what helped me become even more of a bad bitch, and like now better with my like being able to manage like a business and do all these different things, you know, like being able to do that and being able to like manage a relationship and other things for myself and like have a dog and family and friends, you know, like I don't my friends that often, but like, you know, all of us have like our own business, everyone's doing something, mm-hmm. Everyone's busy, so it's like we're all on the same page. Like I don't want to be friends with people who are like, oh, why are you hanging out with me, oh my god, hang out with me, like no, I'm sorry bitch, like I got things to do. That's not my priority. My priority is not chilling. My priority is growing and building a business and like building myself up and chilling with my boyfriend. Like I'll be like nope, I'm just chilling, like I spend a lot of time with him, but like I don't care, like that's what I want to do. Once you find the right person you want to be with, you just want to spend your time with them and like spend time with your family, your dog, and yourself. Like I love to be by myself doing my thing. I'm like, obviously with him now I can't be by myself, but
I feel like you find moments to
exactly like tonight, right? I'm taking a bath. I'm gonna be in the bath, read, mm-hmm. listen to the Britney Spears book, finish it off, mm-hmm. So things like that. It's so good. You guys have to listen to and read it if you haven't already. But yeah, so that's what's been happening. Yeah, we're just busy.
How's the dick? I gotta ask. Like, how is
so like
motherfucking? How was the first? Okay, can I ask? Like, how was it the first time when you laid your eyes on it, when you picked him from the airport? Like, what was that moment like where you're just like,
I was like,
holy fuck, you're real. Like, you're in front of me.
Yeah.
Like, I was literally like, make this happen. Like,
yeah,
you know
I was like, I'm not going to be like awkward talk or anything shy. Mm-hmm. Or I'm going to be like, wow. Like, because we were both genuinely so excited. We're like on the phone, like, yeah, the entire time when he was like coming on the plane, getting off the plane, going to the gate and all that. I'm like, okay, like, come this way. I'm like, I'm here. We're like talking, right? So I can guide him and everything. That's just how we always were. We talked all the time. So when he came and I was like, oh my God, he's actually here. And I was like, okay, yeah, he looks exactly like, you know, like it's him. And then he came and then like we kissed. And then what did we do? We kissed and he like really had to go pee. So he's like, okay, I'm sorry. I really have to go pee. Yeah. He was talking about it for so long. He couldn't find a washroom in there. So after he got security, he had to go pee. And then he came and we're both just like, wow, like I can't believe like we're here together. And we're like holding hands, walking to our car.
Did it feel like natural? Like just like, or was it a little
not
bit
in the beginning? Like in the beginning, it was kind of like we're both like still like, okay, warming up to it, you know? Like we're still warming because we're here in person now. It's different than talking to someone like on the phone and FaceTime, you know? Yeah. It's so different. So when he came, then we're like, yeah, we walked to the car and we went to the car and then like I got him food and then we're just like driving and talking. I'm showing him things as we're driving, right? And then we get to Nancy's.
And that's a
house.
Long drive back to Vancouver to Surrey. So the lock show.
Oh, yeah. There's a lock
like a journey.
Show.
Fuck, man.
Shout out to fucking Nancy, Kevin's aunt. I stayed at her place. She was gone on vacation. So we stayed there. She's such a nice cozy house, like we just loved it, like it just felt so nice being there. And we stayed there and the first time we fucked, it was Nancy, you probably listened to us on your couch.
I've been on that couch so many times.
Don't worry, we cleaned everything. Yeah. Like literally, we're so OCD. We cleaned everything.
But like, so I remember because I remember you telling me, you're like, Kevin, I'm not gonna do it right away. Like, I'm gonna give it some time.
Dude, I said
like,
that to him too.
No,
I didn't.
No,
it wasn't me. It was him.
I was like, there's no way. This bitch was like, oh, I'm gonna give it a day, Kevin. Like, if we get to know each other, I'm like, the fuck, right? Like, but I was supporting. Like, yeah, you're right, baby. But I was like, I was like, this bitch is not. No,
right? Dude, it wasn't me. I even said that to him. I was like, okay, but just like don't try to do anything yet. We're not gonna fuck right away. Yeah. Okay, I want to get to know you better in person. Okay, I need to warm up to you. Yeah. Like obviously it was a ho 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 before, but like I'm not a ho 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 now. Like this is the real thing, you know? And like I just wasn't into that anymore, you know? So then whatever. Like it's okay. Obviously we have a different connection. It's different.
Yeah.
But so we like we went and sat on the couch after we changed, settled in. He ate. We sat on the couch and then. I can't remember what we were doing. I think it was like rubbing his like back, like he was like sore or something. Because I remember like he was sore for like that week or something, his shoulder. And then all of a sudden, bam! This fucking dude starts kissing me and doing all that and starts like kissing me. Took my shorts. I started fucking me right away. It was rock hard, thick fucking cock. And I'm like, holy shit!
We're like, holy.
Yeah, I was like, because the thing was. I never got to see his, like, the dick pic he sent me in the beginning when we first started talking was, like, so, like, it was a picture of him when he wasn't even hard.
Yeah.
And I was like, but remember that picture I showed it to you? Yeah, like, Kevin, no, don't worry, I already told him, we don't care. And it was, like, not, like, fully hard. And then when it was, when I saw it in person, I was like, oh, my Lord. I was like, I've never seen a dick this thick. And then, I was like, damn, I was sore for days.
Yeah.
This bitch, the second day, put his fucking fingers on my butt, too. Oh. So I didn't poop for like a week and a half.
Oh, yeah, I remember you telling me that.
When I say I didn't poop, I'm not even joking. I didn't poop. Thank God I didn't feel really sick or anything like that. Maybe because like I was like, my dopamine levels were so high and stuff. So I didn't feel sick or anything, but I didn't poop, you guys, for like a week and a half. Like
I remember.
And then Kevin gave me laxatives. Yeah. But then only pebbles came out. Yeah. Oh, God. I was like, don't fucking ever stick your fingers on my ass again. But the sex was unreal. It was good. I'm honestly, when I say this, like I'm dead serious. It's the best sex I've ever had.
You guys, when you hear stories, I'm just like, what is this life that you have right now?
Right? Like, I was like, is this real? Because I always said, I was like, I want to have like that perfect, like
sexual chemistry,
that perfect sexual chemistry, and that marriage and that partner, that boyfriend that turns into a marriage where we have like such great sex still. I'm like, this is it. I finally got it. Because we still have such fucking amazing sex.
Yeah.
It's just like the way, it's the way he fucks. It's not just his dick size. It's the way he fucks as a person. Obviously it's a connection thing as well, but like it's unreal. Like I can't even explain.
Like look at your life.
He knows how to eat the pussy, you remember everything. Like very groceries. Good, the best. I'm blessed. Thank you universe for blessing me with everything. I manifested all this and I did all the work for it, but thank you for giving me the best dick. The most important
you are
thing.
So deserving of that trophy.
Thank
dick
you, thank you. Trophy dick, trophy shout out to my too. man. Yeah, I'm a trophy wife too, you know? Yeah. Like, I deserve it.
You do. You fucking deserve a bad bitch.
Yeah, so that's what's happening. And now we're here. We've been living in this place for almost a year in Langley.
Insane. We're recording in it right now.
Yeah, we're recording it right now.
It's so cozy in here.
And we'll see where we go next. I can't wait for the next journey. Yeah, life's been great. Things have been good.
Shayna's transformation this year, like the way her like life has like leveled up.
Exactly what I wanted.
In so many ways has like all worked out for her. But you've also like put in the work. Like it just shows, you know, like when you moved back, you like focused on yourself, like you focused on your wellness, your health, mm-hmm. and like you're manifesting. And like
I was doing so many different things. I started doing an app course. Yeah. I wanted to build an app, didn't turn out to be what I wanted. I was doing my life coaching course, and then I thought I was gonna do that, but then I was like, now after I met Chad, because like even I was doing, I was talking to him after I met him, and I was like, oh, you know what, I have a business partner, I love to cook, cooking is more my passion than doing life coaching. So I'm like, let's do this. And then I moved to that, no life coaching for me now. Like obviously if someone wants to come to me, sure, like I'll help you for advice, guidance, but I don't take on clients like that.
But you still like give such good advice, like helping others.
I try to, I was always trying to be that positive person to help people, because I've always been a very positive, happy person. I want to like support anyone wherever they're going, whatever you want to do, like any kind of business you want to start. If you're trying to like get out of a rut or something, I'll be there to support you.
Yeah. Shayna's been like my rock throughout my business journey. Like the couple times at her breakdown, I was like, Shayna.
You're so cute. It's because when you like have a business, you kind of know, and you know now too, there's always going to be points where you're just like, oh fuck, what am I doing? Should I keep going? Do I want to do this? Like, what am I doing this for? And like, I stopped so many times with my business too, but then it gets to a point where you're just like, okay, you just gotta keep going. Yeah, you gotta keep going.
And you just learn just so much about yourself.
It's you do learn about yourself.
Yeah, that's the part I was not expecting. Is like, I was like, oh, you think business, like operations, like, you know, like you just do A, B, C, D, E, F, G, like kind of like that. Like, that's how I thought of it. Like, you do this and this and this and this and this and it should be good. But like, you learn more about yourself than you actually do with the whole, like,
you do.
Yeah, about it's your, crazy. Like, how you conduct yourself and like your confidence and like self-esteem, all that motherfucking
shit.
Isn't
it so nice that you went to Thailand and you could work for yourself from there? Like your type of business, like, cause mine's cooking. I have to be here to cook the food, but like I could be there like making content or doing something like that. But like your type of business is so cool because you were there able to do like your business while you're on vacation. You could travel all over. That's what people want to do. It's a dream. Travel the world while you're working from your phone, like coaching people. You can go on calls, you know, like that's so
sick. It was so cool. Like being able to like coach in another country and not have like to do anything else and like have the time to make content and all that, but like also to be able to like live your life, you know, like I had like there was like no schedule for me, like I woke up anytime,
your own schedule,
go to the gym at any time, then I go from this cafe to this cafe, like have lunch here, lunch there, come back home, just chill, have my alone time.
I love the go with the flow kind of time.
It was it was nothing in the beginning. It was hard because I'm such a structured person. Like if I miss something then I like beat myself up for it really hard. So in the beginning it was a little bit hard, then after I'm like, wait, like I have nothing, like I had this moment, I'm like, I had nothing, like I don't have jobs right now, like fucking just like go live, bitch. Just go live, you know, just like flow and just like it. Do it. So it was like, it's definitely cool.
You know, I'm so proud of us. We've come so far.
It's been like it's been a cool journey.
It has.
But we're excited to be back, and we're excited to be like show this version of ourselves, like these are fun times, you know. We're excited to talk about like continue to talk about journeys, like wellness, like what we kind of talked before, obviously, like all like the fun topics and things like
everything.
We want you guys to be more engaged and like let us know what you guys want to hear. We want to talk more about like our community and like, you know, talk about people's experiences in our community. Like all that shit, because
There's so much to talk about, and like we want to know what you guys want to hear as well, you know, like tell us what you guys want to like talk, want us to talk about, or any like obviously tips, advice and all that, but like just tell us what you guys want to listen to. Like give us some ideas and thoughts.
We're more than happy to deliver.
We'll deliver for sure.
But yeah,
we want to give you guys kind of like
a recap, and then next week we're gonna dive into like more of an episode and more of a topic of what we want to talk about. But we're happy to be back. Thanks for all like the love and support when you heard that we were coming back. Because like, oh, these bitches are gonna love us anymore. But you guys were like, some people would message like, hey, where's the pod? Like, what's going on? So that made us feel so good. Like, I'm like, oh, okay, something's working. Yeah, like, we did something right.
We do this for you guys. Literally. Because like, we literally came back to do this. And we're like, okay, we gotta get on it. Because you guys were all messaging saying like, oh my God, yay. Like, can you guys get the, we posted like, I think a sneak peek or something. Put something up. We're like, oh, we're gonna bring the pod back. And like, we got so much good feedback and people just responding like, oh my God, yeah, we can't wait. We've been waiting for so long. And I'm like, oh my God, you guys really want to hear the pod? We do have a lot of listeners and we do love that. We're very happy with that. So we hope everyone still returns to listen to our stuff.
We're excited. We're stoked. I think like there's like a different energy that we're gonna bring this season.
It's gonna be very different. One whole year, like it's almost the whole year. Like the end of summer is like, it's gonna be like 1 year has passed by, so it's gonna be different.
We're ready though.
It's gonna be exciting.
You ready to rock and roll?
I'm ready for the ride.
You've been riding today, today, yesterday. All right, everyone. Well, we'll catch you on the next episode
of
Live
the Fuck.
Bye, bitch.
Bye, bitches.